because we all have dreams and we all have ambitions. And I think it's really hard. It's really mentality and the mindset that you have, what you want to achieve in life.
Hi everyone, welcome to Yes I Am podcast. My name is Arman Askeri and I'm your host. Make sure to follow Yes I Am's Instagram at YA_YesIAm so you will never miss any single episode of Yes I Am podcast. Talking about today's guest. Today's guest was someone that I wanted to invite the day that we started the podcast. And I told my team, and I was like, I'm not sure when will be a good time. Only I'm a spiritual, only like God knows, you know. So like whenever it happens, I'm ready for it. And I think this is such a best time for it because the last couple of weeks we've been feeling very inspired with the stories that we've been hearing in our podcast. And I believe today's podcast will be so inspiring and we're going to learn a lot from our today's guest. But I was thinking about how to introduce today's guest, and there was no better way than the way he introduced himself in his LinkedIn about. So I'm going to read that to you all to get to know him a little bit more. He says, I'm just a kid with disabilities who loves life. I love to make videos that are inspiring and love to create music. I'm a vlogger, blogger, podcaster, an athlete, public speaker, a chairman for Special Olympics Oregon Athlete Leadership Council, and someone who wants to make positive noise in social media world, and someone who loves to live life to the fullest. And he says, I'm a leader, a fighter, and a lover of life itself, who is just following his dreams wherever it takes him. Wow. When I read this, I was like, I don't know if there was any better way to introduce Sean. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm good. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. And I believe, I have this gut feeling that the next 30 to 40 minutes that we will be spending together will be one of the best 30 to 40 minutes of my life. So I want to make sure I give you my full attention and I listen to you and learn a lot from you. So let's start with the way we always start Yes I Am podcast, Sean. Sean, what is your story?
Well, my story is, kind of a long one, even though I'm only 22 years old. Living with intellectual disabilities has it's kind of like a curse, but when I was a little kid, but now these days it's almost like a blessing because it makes me for who I am. And it also, I think, inspires other people, no matter whether you do have a disability or don't have a disability, you can do almost anything in life. I was born in the Marshall Islands, and I was adopted from my incredible parents, Kathy and Steve Hens. And I lived here in Oregon ever since. Growing up, it has always been really hard for me to really find who I really be comfortable for who I am and to keep up in class because I really enjoy school. I also struggled with keeping up in school, but also having a lot of surgeries as well. When growing up, I was born with a cleft lip, cleft palate, which basically there was a hole on my upper lip, which made it really hard for me to eat or talk or sing and all of that. And so when it came to the big surgery where they got to close it up, that's when I was left with this big scar on my lip. And I was offered recently to have the scar removed, and I chose not to because I feel like that is how people will be able to identify who I am, and it's a story for me. Growing up, I think the biggest part was sports, science, and music. has always been a huge part of my life. Music, definitely, I would have to say, was the biggest part of my life because I was so good at music. When I was little, I would climb on the piano and I would play to my heart's content. And the funny thing is I can't read music. I can listen by ears. So I can, kind of like Charlie Puth, I can listen to something on the radio and then automatically play it on the piano. And that was one of my strong points of telling my story. It wasn't until I was about 6 years old, when I joined Special Olympics Oregon as an athlete. And from there, I blossomed into the person that I am today. Special Olympics Oregon gave me so many opportunities, not just as an athlete, but to become a leader and to unify people both on and off the field with and without disabilities, as well as really inspiring people what it means to lead from the heart, because we all have dreams and we all have ambitions. And I think it's really hard. It's really mentality and the mindset that you have, what you want to achieve in life. And it's not that hard to give up or let negativity win. And it's so much harder to be positive and have a positive mindset. And so for the people that are watching or listening today, you never know who is looking up to you, or whether you're in the store or whether you're at work. You're gonna have an interaction with someone, and at that moment, it really all depends on that moment if you're gonna inspire someone. And it could be so small of a moment that you can inspire someone. Like, it could be on this podcast where you get to meet all these amazing people and the host right here who is super inspiring as well. It could be, you know, you're at a store and someone is helping someone load the groceries. It could be widely spread of inspiration. And I totally lost myself where I was going with this. But overall, my story has been to always to, you know, whatever obstacle has come in my way, I've basically overcome it with family and friends. And I really think that I overcame a lot, especially with my intellectual disability. I think the toughest part of my life was I got sick in sixth grade, and I had to skip a grade, and I also had to miss a lot of school. I had to go to a lot of doctors. At one point, I was in the ICU. It was that bad. And there was two times in my life where I wanted to just end my life right there. So I have had my darkest moments, but I also had my brightest moments. And I think life is a never-ending story. You never know which way it is going to turn. And I always try to find new ways to come up with positive content that will inspire others to keep on going.
That's very inspiring already. And, you know, I want to ask you something about, you said that you learn being comfortable with who you are. And that is very important too for all of us to know, because there are some stuff that we cannot, you know, we cannot change. We just gotta make peace with them. And we need to learn how we can utilize what we have, you know. How can I live the best of my life with what we have, what I have right now? And it could be anything for anyone, you know. And I want to know, how did Sean make peace with who he is? How did you become comfortable with who you are?
Well, I think the greatest influence of me really being comfortable with who I am today, I think it has to, my parents had a huge influence. If it wasn't for them, I probably would still be a person trying to wear a mask, who acting someone who weren't, I wasn't, was. I always felt like, and I think this goes for everybody out there who looks at someone and be like, wow, I feel like I need to be different in order to be really, really cool. And I was just like that, and I think it's kind of weird that it's kind of like that. I feel like that's very common in very many places, and so it's very hard to really accept for who you are, especially if you feel like you're different, or you know that you're different than the other kids, or you know that you struggle. It's very hard to find it, but luckily I had really loving parents, and I had a lot of my friends mostly were very, very friendly and accepting who I was. So, and I think also I have to put in like coaches as well. And when I was doing sports, as well as teachers as well. I think it was sixth grade I started wearing ties, which was so uniquely me. And I wasn't sure about it, and my teachers were just always really encouraging me, like, "Wow, that's super cool." I think I even got a donut out of that. So if you wear a suit to class, who knows, you might get a donut.
Wow. So that is very important to always think about the people that you, who you are and you surround yourself with. Sometimes we feel down and low just because we are not surrounded ourselves with the right community. People that are around us gives us all those negative energies that we don't need in our lives.
Yes.
So, yeah. Do you have a? I want to know, how do you choose your friends? How do you choose to be around people that you are?
Well, when growing up, I always was really good. I don't know how, but like, so for me, I would make friends with the kids who were, really naughty, and the kids who were like also really good, like the A plus kids. And I think it was really good for me to do that because, and I have no regrets making friends with the naughty kids or the A plus kids, because they both have stories, and they both have their, like, even though you're really naughty in school or whatever, or like, if you have like a rough background, you're still a human being, and I think everyone deserves to have friends. And I think I was just that person who was just so easy to be friends with, and I just really enjoyed people no matter what your background might be, or where you come from, or if you like Oreos, or if you like Marvel than DC. I mean, yeah. But yeah, I think that answered the question, but yeah.
Yeah. And it's it, it we always learn from even people that are not do not do good to us, or we are not like similar to them. We also always learn from them. I love what you said there. Sean, you said something about not removing your scar. Can you talk more about it? What does that mean to you?
Well, to me, it really identifies who I am. I think even to this day, it's really hard to tell that I have intellectual disabilities or disabilities. And I think the scar, I don't know, I just hold it really true to my heart, because it's just, I don't know, it's like a, I guess like you have a car, and you put a, like you have a dent in it, and you got that dent when you were like, oh, maybe you met someone, like your best friend, and that's when you got the dent in your car. That's kind of like what the scar means to me. It's that dent that I got in the car. Not saying that there's a dent in my face, but that's what it means to me. And removing it would kind of erase who I am. And I think it's also a story, a conversation starter, because a lot of people do look at my scar and be like, "Hey, do you mind if I ask what your scar is about?" And I'll be like, "Yeah, that's totally fine." And then I just tell them about it, and that's also another reason why I chose to keep the scar.
It is very interesting the way that you think about different things in your life. And It's just very inspiring that you always think about the positive perspective, the positive side of stuff. You know, like someone may say, oh, that looks ugly. No, I gotta remember, but you say, no, that means something to me, you know? And even if you said, like, it could be a conversation starter, you know, you may meet someone through that. And that's such an amazing way to think about this kind of stuff. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that. But I want to know, how do you get up every morning choosing to be inspiring and think about things positively? Because, you know, like some may say it's not easy to be positive. You know, there are so many stuff happening in the world. You know, someone dies. How can you be positive about that? How can you put that in perspective? Or like, you know, I break up. How can you put that in perspective? Or like, my best friend just said we're not going to be friends anymore. But at the same time, you can always put them in positive perspectives. So how Sean does it?
Well, the way I do it every time I get out of bed, it's a little different. So for those who are listening or watching, I am not a morning person at all. So it kind of takes me like a couple hours to like get inspired or like be positive because I'm not a morning person. And sometimes I have to get up really early to work at Oregon State. And it can be really tough. The days when I have to come in for an opening shift at Oregon State, there are always, I feel like the people who come in are always happier and cheerful. And so it's very easy for me to like, oh, it's time to start the day. Let's go. Because there's this one participant that always comes in and he always, you never know what he's gonna say. Like one day he said that, oh yeah, the wettest today is like nothing's gonna fall out of the sky. And that completely caught me off guard. I just started laughing. And so I'm like, wow, that was really awesome. I'm gonna make someone else laugh. Some days when I wake up, sometimes it's music that really gets me going. I always have like some type of positive song set on my alarm. So when I wake up to this like, oh wow, this amazing happy song. Sometimes it's stuff around my room that I have that always reminds me of the grateful childhood that I have. And sometimes it's like dogs, I wake up to dogs always by my bed. Like they would come up to my bed and it would just like, oh, like make noise and stuff and say like, okay, it's time to get up. And so it's almost anything. For me, I think it's different for some. There's some days where it's really hard to be positive. Like not every day I'm waking up feeling like, oh, I feel so good right now.
Yeah.
It's really tough. But I feel like I've gotten so good. I think I've gotten it from my mom actually, who is always so cheerful in the morning. And I think I just got it from her. So I think just growing up with that kind of mentality really helped me to just wake up almost every day with a positive attitude.
And I think you agree with me when I say having a positive attitude is a skill that you can learn.
Yeah.
You
It
know?
is a skill that you can learn, definitely, because I'm pretty sure I got my positivity from my parents. So yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah. If you're not thinking that way of positive things about stuff, you know, these are just skills, life skills. You know, when I think about college is a place that you come and learn life skills. You
Yeah.
know, I don't really think some people may like get mad at me after saying this, but I don't think college is for books and math. College is for meeting people and finding who you really are, you know,
Yeah.
because there is nowhere in the world that you can find these many people around you with these many, so many different type of perspectives, mindsets, and it's just a big opportunity for you to learn from each other and just grow and find who you really are. You know, the chemistry and math is also online. You know, you don't need necessarily people to learn those, but there are some skills in life that you need to look at each other and we learn from each other. Sean, you talked about Special Olympics, and we are very proud of you for that. We are very proud of you to have someone winning a gold medal in Special Olympics. And if you want to talk about that, more about that, go ahead. And also, you talked about Special Olympics helping you to be a better leader. I want to know more about that also.
Definitely. I've been a part of Special Olympics for over 14 years. I compete in 3 different sports. I compete in basketball, golf, and swimming, but my main sport is swimming. I've won over 55 gold medals. I've, including 2 medals, gold medals from the Special Olympics National USA Games in 2018. I also won the Athlete Year Award, the Lou Burge Award at the Nike headquarters in 2017. And then also got the honor of becoming the Special Olympics Oregon Athlete Leadership Council Chairman, and also got to be a global ambassador, as well as a DJ and a performer and a singer. So Special Olympics is definitely a huge part of my life. I think doing it now for over 14 years have given me, like, basically made me who I am. My parents had a huge influence of that, but also Special Olympics also had a basically huge influence of really accepting for who I am. And you get to meet Special Olympics. Like, I feel like if you haven't been a part of Special Olympics or watched a Special Olympics, I truly encourage you all to do it, because this organization has really impacted not just athletes, but spectators, officials, donors, and all those, because it has this magical way of a really, I say this a lot, but it does have a magical way of unifying people with and without disabilities. And just to see the positivity and the sportsmanship, the respect, because Special Olympics is all about respecting one another, whether no matter who you are, where you come from, and really including people and accepting for who you are. You don't have to hide who you are. You can just be whoever you want and chase your dreams, whatever they might be, because they can come true. And Special Olympics has definitely proved that to me, that you, if you have something, if you have a goal set in mind, whether it's sports-wise or whatever, you can achieve that, and you can do that within that program. And I think it's just really cool of how amazing this program has been. You know, it's been around for 50 years, and it's really well known for, I mean, people know the name, and even though they don't know what it's all about, I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, in a couple of years, Special Olympics will be widely known for what they do and what they're recognized for.
Yeah, I like what you said about it's a place that you can be who you are. That's very important. I wanna get your opinion about this, about if you wanna give people, I think you'll be the best person to ask this question to. You wanna tell people how can you accept who you really are, what they need to do how can they go through it, and how can they accept who they are.
Well, I feel like a lot of these days, it's so tense, and a lot of people are very opinionated and very judgmental. I think, like, you look at the news, and they always talk about, you know, mostly the negative stuff and what's wrong about the situation, instead of looking at it with an open mind, which I feel like is really critical when it comes to accepting from someone. If you're basing an opinion on someone, definitely have to be open-minded and really, I guess, just, I mean, acceptance is just huge. Like, if you don't know what it means, like, that's basically what it means. Acceptance is acceptance. It's not unacceptance. It's just, you know, accepting for who they are. But, like, open-minded, I guess, is the second word that would have to follow up with accept the word acceptance. And it's really up to you how you want to opinionate people, whether it's positive or negative. But I think when you are judging someone when you don't know them, that's one thing. But if you know them, like know them and get to know their story, maybe that might change your opinion. So you never want to base your opinion just by looking at them or judging them on social media or on the news, because you really don't know the true story unless you really get to know them one-on-one. And that's my opinion of why what it takes to accept someone as well as basing opinions. I think that's totally unfair, and I think hopefully it will change in the future.
I want to quote, I'm trying to remember the exact words that Olivia said. If you have not watched the podcast with Olivia, everyone, go ahead and watch it. And that one is a lot about kindness and not being judgmental. And I remember Olivia said something that, Ollie said something that's absolutely amazing, that ever since she said this one sentence, I've been telling whoever I meet that one sentence. And she said, you never know when will be your last day with somebody, or the last text you sent to someone. And you never know what other person is going through. So let's just be kind to one another. Let's be kind to one another. Yeah, that's such an important thing to think of, the way they think about stuff, you know. Sure, I may come and confront you today, but you don't know what I've been going through today, you know. You don't need to fire back at me, you know. We need to be understanding. We need to be understanding and being kind to another and not being judgmental. Thank you. Thank you, Sean, also for talking about accepting who you are. And because there are two parts, you know. One of them is accepting who you really are, building confidence. At the same time, the community needs to be supportive too. You know, your community is very important. Again, I'm going to go back to my... what I said at the beginning of the podcast, and that's God, I forgot. yeah, I forgot about it. I was about to say it's like right here, but
it's okay. It happened.
I know. Yeah, like I was like, ready, so ready to say it, and I forgot. I will say that I remember. Anyway, You say you lead from your heart, Sean. What does that mean? That I when you said that, I was like, wow, I got to ask Sean about it. What does that mean?
Well, I just started I public speak a lot, and I just recently added that. And my mom helped me write the speech, and we put it in there because we felt like that would be like a really good catchphrase that people would be like, oh, and then they would think about it. And if you, okay, so here's the secret why I say this. To inspire others, what it means to lead from the heart. There's a difference between leading just because and leading with purpose. When you lead with purpose, it comes from the heart. When you're just leading just to lead, that's coming from the mind. It's not coming from the heart. And sure, it takes both ways. It takes the heart and it takes the mind to be a good leader and to inspire others. But you know, leading is a big task. You can't just lead just to lead. You have to inspire others. So that's what I really mean when I say, you know, always inspire others to continue to lead from the heart. And that's why we put that in the speeches.
Yeah, leading with purpose. You know, you might be a supervisor, a president, a boss, but that doesn't mean you are a leader.
Yes.
That does not mean you are a leader. But you can be the lowest position in a company or in a structure, but you'll be a leader. Because leader cares about people around him. Leaders cares about people that are around them.
Yes.
And that's just how people leaders are. People trust leaders because of the how caring and how much a giver they are. You know, they are ready to sacrifice. And they know it's all about them, not me. It's not I, but it's you.
Yes.
Thank you for living from your heart, Sean. We need more people in the world that lead with their hearts, because we don't need so many CEOs that are just, you know, making the money, but we need CEOs. As David Howard says, we need CEOs that are also artists, poets, people that care. Yes. You know, we need those people more in these days. So you talk a lot about your achieving your dreams. Let's say it's your 80th birthday, and you're receiving this one letter. You're receiving this one letter from all of the people that you have a big influence in them. So people that have been a big influence in you had a big influence on them are all sending you a letter. To tell you what you really mean to them. Sean, what do you want that letter to say? This is your birthday gift. So what do you want that birthday gift to be? What do you want that letter to say?
Well, that would be really cool if I got letters from all these different types of people. But I think if I were writing the letter to myself, I probably wanted to say, well, I mean, you can send me Skittles and I'll be totally fine. I would know what that means. I mean, I did my job and I inspired you. But no, if I were to write the letter, it would probably say, dear Sean, thank you so much for really inspiring me to really break out of my shell and not be afraid to be who I am today. I used to be bullied as a little kid because I had a stutter, and all the kids would really make fun of me. And then when you came to our school and you spoke about how important it is to respect one another and to stand up to say that's not right, that really helped me and inspired others to stand up for me, and they helped me stop the bullies from bullying me about my stutter. And I just wanted to write you and thank you and wish you a happy birthday, and please enjoy these 80 pounds of Skittles that I sent with the letter. And if I get a letter like that, I know that I did something right. And you know, that's all I want is like, I don't care how much money, I could be like homeless, but as long as I inspire people or like made an impact on them to really change maybe the way that they think, or inspire others to stop a problem or stand up to something that they believe in or achieve something, you know, that's all I really want in life, is to have an impact on people no matter what it is. Oh, wait, I can't hear you. One second.
Oh, yeah, that was I muted.
Oh, okay. I was like, there we go.
I'm pretty sure if you just keep up what you're doing right now and keep inspiring, that day you will receive these letters. And I can see that. I can vision that day. And thank you, Sean, for inspiring so many people. And I'm pretty sure anyone that would watch this, they're gonna finish this video and they're gonna lay down on bed and think about what you just said and be inspired. That's what I'm going to do. After this podcast, I'm going to just sit down and think of how, what can I learn from you? Thank you. So Sean, you talked a lot about what your parents mean to you. So I want to give you an opportunity to directly talk to them and say whatever you want to them.
So Mom and Dad, if you are watching this, don't worry, it's going to be all good things about you. My mom and dad has been really supportive. I think I'm very grateful, and I think I'm very fortunate to have parents who are so supportive of me. They always came to all of my swim meets and all of my gigs and everything that I've been through in life. And I think that's really cool. And I think they're really, really cool parents because, I mean, for example, there were some kids who were on our swim team and they don't really have that type of parents. And so my parents would cheer them on, which was really nice. And they always appreciate that because, you know, to get some type of support, no matter who it is, I think that was really impactful. And I was really inspired of how kind they are, wherever they are, to whomever they are. And I learned a lot from my parents. Yeah, we do fight now and then because, you know, they're parents and I'm a kid. So, that's going to happen. But I really do really love my parents. And I think parents are really important. And so I feel like if you are a parent right now who is watching this or listening to this, definitely you have a very big role to play because how you raise them and how you act in front of them will really have a huge impact of who they become in life. And you know, maybe you don't have a very supportive parents, but you can always look up to, like, say another family member or a friend who you can consider family, to look up to them as well, because I'm, you know, we all come from different backgrounds, but I am very fortunate to, I love my parents so much that when my mom said that when she turns 80 years old and she wants chocolate cake, well, darn toot, and I'm going to give her chocolate cake whenever she wants it. So, yeah, I love my parents.
Thank you, Sean. We're getting close to the end of this podcast, and I always love to ask our guests about the biggest lesson that they have ever learned in their life. So I'm pretty sure that what you will say would be very valuable for people to live with. So what is that lesson that you want to tell us about, Sean?
Well, my lesson that I learned in life is it's okay to mess up, but it's okay to mess up and just admit it, be like, oh, I mess up, because we're all going to mess up at some point of our lives. But on top of that, if you mess up, just, and no matter what you're doing, whether you mess up or don't mess up, just make sure you have fun with it, because you only live once on this. You only live once on this tiny blue planet that we call Earth. So you just want to make the most of it and just have fun with it. And when you have fun, the most likely you'll be more positive, be in a good mood. And yeah, that's what I learned. It's okay to mess up, because, you know, nothing's ever perfect. If everything was perfect, life would be so boring. I mean, it would be crazy. It would be like living with, like, robots. And it would be weird. Robots are cool, but that is the lesson that I learned in life so far. I'm sure I will learn so much more as I grow older.
Yeah. Life has ups and downs. Always say this in our podcast. Life has ups and downs. Everyone, keep that in mind. When you go down, when you're in a low point in the life, it's a challenge. You got to learn from it. Do not ever choose the game over option, because you're going to go somewhere very dark and you don't want to be there. You do not want to be there. It's lonely. It's dark. It's scary. Don't even think about it. But if you figure, if you choose the blessing that you can learn from this challenge, the lesson from this challenge, oh God, you're going to live an amazing life.
Yes.
If you just keep choosing, if you just keep choosing all these lessons that you can learn from all of the low moments in your life, you're going to go so far. No matter what field you are at, what you're going to do, you're going to be just fine. Because as long as you're mentally and emotionally healthy, then you can make great decisions. Then you can live a better life. If this is not healthy, if you are not feeling good with yourself, if you're not accepting who you are, as Mela said, if you do not love yourself, you know, that's the time that you're going to face a lot of problems. Thank you, Sean. And again, we call ourselves Yes I Am because we believe you can put anything you want in front of this Yes I Am phrase and you can become that person. You can put anything in front of it. So what does Sean puts in front of Yes I Am? Yes I Am what?
Yes I Am who I am today. I can be anyone.
That was new. I never heard that one. I love that one, actually. Yeah, that's amazing. Yes, I am who I am. You know, that I love that. Thank you. Wow. I never thought about it that way. Well, thank you. Yeah, yes, I am who I am. Thank you, Sean, again, for being with us and chatting with me today. It was an honor for me to talk to you. I met Sean in Dixon, actually. I met Sean Dixon, and I did not know anything about Sean. And one day I look at his Instagram, and I'm like, wow, Sean is so cool. Sean is so cool.
That's good. I'm glad.
like, you said you want your Instagram social media to be positive vibes. Oh, it's so positive. And I gave a call to Sean the other day confirm the podcast with him. Oh my God, I love his voice message. Oh, it's the funniest voice message and the most creative voice message ever. Thank you. That made my day a lot. I was like,
that's good. I laugh every time I listen to it. It's so awesome.
That one is amazing. You're a very creative person. I love that. Thanks. I love it. You know, you're one of those people that when people meet you, they leave you with happiness, joy, and positivity. And that's an amazing thing. That's so amazing. So thank you, Sean. And thank you, everyone, for supporting Yes I Am, watching this podcast. Let us know what you think about this episode. Let us know what you think about this episode through comments. Let us know who do you want to Yes I Am to talk to. Whoever you say, you name them, we will try to make contact with them. And I don't even like to even say try. We will contact with them and we'll make it happen. There is no impossible in this life. It's possible only if you believe it. Thank you all for believing in Yes I Am. And thank you all for keep watching Yes I Am podcast. Y'all have a wonderful day or night. And as always, Yes I Am.